So before you listen to the sermon, read 1 Corinthians chapter 14.
قبل از اینکه موعظه رو گوش بدین، اول قرنتیان فصل 14 رو بخونید.
The title of today's sermon is speaking with tongues.
و موضوع موعظه من صحبت کردن به زبان هاست.
Yeah, and in chapter 14, Paul continues to instruct the believers in Corinth
to do things in order.
کارها رو به نظم انجام بدن. Yeah, and most of what he's talking about today will be about speaking in the church.
در موردش صحبت میکنه، صحبت کردن توی کلیسا.
Yeah, and he's zooming in on and specifically on speaking with tongues.
و در مورد این بیشتر تاکید میکنه که با زبان صحبت کردن.
Read verse 1.
آیه 1 رو بخونید.
Follow after charity and desire spiritual gifts, but rather that ye may prophesy.
در پی محبت بکوشید و عطایای روحانی را به اشتیاق بطلبید، خصوصا اینکه نبوت.
Yeah, so should we desire spiritual gifts? Yes.
بخوام چیزای روحانی، بله، بعد بخوام.
And not only that, hey, desire the best ones.
نه تنها بخوام، بهترینشو بخوام.
Yeah, prophecy, preaching the word, teaching the word.
That is where on top of the list. بالای لیست همه اینها.
Yeah, I showed you already that prophecy doesn't mean predicting the future.
و بهتون نشون دادم که نبوت کردن آینده
رو تشخیص دادن نیست. Proverbs 31.
مزمور 31، امثال 31.
Where you have the mother of King Lemuel.
که مادر پادشاه لموئیل
and she is teaching
him
things.
She's
giving him godly advice.
و میگه نبوت کرده.
Yeah, not predicting the future.
آینده رو نمیگه، بلکه درسی رو داره بهش میده.
She puts forth the word of God.
کلام خدا رو که میدونسته اعلام میکنه برای اتفاق.
Why are we given gifts?
چرا هدایا به ما داده شد؟
Yeah, to profit others.
که باعث برکت دیگران باشیم و به خیلی برکت برسیم.
Then in chapter 13 we saw that Paul gave there a more excellent way.
یه راه بهتری رو
نشون داد.
محبت داشت.
At love. Yeah, without love.
Yeah,
all these things doesn't profit anything.
همه اینا فایده ای نداره.
We need to have God's love being expressed in our lives.
محبت خداوند باید تو زندگیمون نشون داده شه.
Now in chapter 14 he refers back to these two previous chapters.
فصل 14 دوباره برمیگرده به دو تا فصل گذشته.
Yeah, he says, hey, the spiritual gifts, great.
هدایای روحانی فوق العاده است.
Having love, absolutely.
محبت داشتن 100%.
Yet here is what I want to see happen in the churches.
اما چیزی که میخوام ببینم اتفاق میفته تو کلیسا.
That you may prophesy.
که تو نبوت کنی.
That the word of God is being put forward.
کلام خداوند جلو پیش بره.
Yeah, it's crucial.
واقعا لازم است.
Yeah, most of the church service we have is surrounding the word of God.
پر از در مورد کلامه.
Yeah, we're reading from the word of God.
از کلام خداوند.
Yeah, today we read two chapters from the word of God.
دو تا فصل خوندیم از کلام خداوند.
Yeah, most of the time goes to the preaching of the word of God.
اکثرا هم موعظه‌مون در مورد
کلامه. Yeah, we don't have 20 minutes feel good small message. No, we do this for an hour.
20 دقیقه احساس خوبی داشته باشیم. نه، بعضی وقتا یک ساعت.
Yeah, going through the Bible.
کلام خدا رو میخونیم، آیه رو مطالعه میکنیم.
On a fairly high speed in general.
خیلی با سرعت معمولا.
Yeah, the preaching of the word is important.
موعظه کلام
خدا has to be put forward.
کلام خداوند جلو باید پیش بره.
Yeah, of course it also happens in our homes.
تو خونه هامون هم باید اتفاق بیفته.
Your children.
پدر و مادرها به بچه‌هاتون کلام خدا رو یاد بدید.
It happens on the streets.
تو خیابون هم باید اتفاق بیفته.
Yeah, we have to put forward this word on the streets.
کلام خداوند رو تو خیابون باید پخش.
Sharing the good news.
و پیام عیسی رو برسونی به همه جا.
Yeah, but remember the primary context.
اما موضوع
of First Corinthians,
اول قرنتیان.
Yeah, is the church.
کلیساست.
Yeah, that we learn to come together.
که ما یاد بگیریم دوره هم جمع بشیم.
Yeah, for the better, not for the worse.
برای بهتر، نه بدتر.
Now read the last verse of chapter 14 for a moment.
Yeah,
let all things be done decently and in order.
اما همه چیز به شایستگی و نظم انجام شود.
Yeah, he's telling them there's a way to conduct yourself in the house of God.
Yeah,
there has to be a certain order in the church.
1
Timothy 3:15.
But
if I tarry long, that you mayest know how thou oughtest to behave thyself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and ground of the truth.
اما اگر تأخیر کردم تا بدانی که چگونه باید در خانه خدا رفتار کنی که کلیسای خدای زنده و ستون و بنیاد راستی است.
Yeah. So this is the context.
این موضوعه.
Yeah, now I want to just before we go into speaking talking about the topic of speaking with tongues.
در مورد موضوع صحبت کردن
I first want to look at the best example we have in the Bible.
بهترین نمونه‌ای که در کتاب مقدس داریم نگاه کنیم. اعمال رسولان فصل 2.
And the reason I want to do this is because 1 Corinthians 14
اول قرنتیان فصل 14 دلیلی که این کار میکنم اینه که اکثرا از این
Pentecostals and charismatics
پنتیکاستی و گروهای کاریزماتیک ازش تو استفاده میکنن
to teach a false doctrine called speaking in tongues
که میگن درک زبان صحبت کردن نه با زبان صحبت کردن
speaking gibberish
یعنی هر کلمه ای رو تکرار کنن
but supposedly has to mean some kind of heavenly language
به معنیشون میگن این صحبت زبان روحانی زبان
that nobody can understand including
حتی اون کسی هم که حرف میزنه نمیدونه چیه.
Yeah, so let's first look at an example.
بیایم نمونه شو نگاه کنیم.
Speaking with tongues.
با زبان صحبت کردن.
Acts 2.
اعمال رسولان.
And read verses 1 till 11.
اعمال رسولان فصل 2 آیه 11.
And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloves of cloven tongues like as a fire. And it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues, as the Spirit gave them utterance. And there were dwelling at Jerusalem, Jews, devout men, out of every nation under heaven. Now when this was noised abroad, the multitude came together and were confounded, because they had that every man heard them speak in his own language. And they were all amazed and marveled, saying one to another, Behold, are not all these which speak Galileans? And how hear we every man in our own tongue, wherein we were born, Parthians, Medes, and Elamites, in the dwellings of Mesopotamia, and in Judea, in Cappadocia, in Pontus, in Asia, Phrygia, Pamphylia, in Egypt, and in the parts of Libya about Cyrene, and strangers of Rome, Jews, and proselytes, Cretes and Arabians, we do hear them speak in our tongues the wonderful works of God.
و چون روز پندکاست رسید به یک دل در یک جا بودند که ناگاه آوازی چون صدای وزیدن باد شدید از آسمان آمد و تمام آن خانه را که در آنجا نشسته بودند پر ساخت و زبانهای تقسیم شده مثل زبانهای آتش به دیشان ظاهر گشته بر هر یکی از ایشان قرار گرفت و همه از روح القدس پر گشته به زبانهای مختلف به نوعی که روح به دیشان قدرت تلفظ بخشید به سخن گفتن شروع کردند. در آن زمان یهودیانی از مردم دیندار همه ممالک زیر آسمان در اورشلیم اقامت داشتند. چون این صدای بلند شد گروهی گرد هم آمده در حیرت افتادند زیرا هر کس زبان خودش را از ایشان شنید و همه مبهوت و متعجب شده به یکدیگر میگفتند مگر همه اینها که حرف میزنند جلیلی نیستند؟ پس چگونه است که هر یکی از ما زبان خود را که در آن تولد یافته ایم میشنویم؟ پارتیان، مادیان، ایلامیان، ساکنان بین النهرین و یهودیه و کاپادوکیو، پنتوس و آسیا و فریجیو، پمفیلیو و مصر و نواحی لیبی که متصل به قیروان است و غریبه ها از روم یعنی یهودیان و نوکیشان و اهل کریت و عرب اینها را می شنوم که به زبانهای ما اعمال عظیم خدا را می گویند.
Yeah, so clearly a miracle has taken place here.
And
the disciples are filled with the Holy Spirit at the day of Pentecost, and they begin to speak with other tongues. Now, first of all, this is not one person. Yeah, they refers to those who were gathered together in one accord, in one place.
Yeah,
as it says in verse 1. Yeah, so the disciples are speaking with other tongues. By the Holy Spirit who gave them utterance.
And
people were hearing this, they are confounded.
They're perplexed. They're amazed. Now,
why are they confounded? Is it because they are listening to somebody who is blabbing
unintelligent
words,
gibberish,
and thinking like, oh, these people are cool and interesting. Yeah, let's talk about God. Yeah, this is great. Is that what it says? Yeah, is that what they're confounded about? No, they're confounded because every man hears them speak in their own language.
Yeah,
and I'm not sure if the Farsi uses two words here.
Yeah, but
in the English it uses the word tongue and language interchangeably. It's the same words.
زبان صحبت کردن زبان تو فارسی یکیه پس در نتیجه فرق نمی کنه چه زبان چه زبان
Yep. So the disciples are speaking with tongues, and it says in verse 6.
با زبان صحبت میکنن یا زبانی صحبت میکنن.
Yeah, there's people with different tongues, more people speaking.
دارن که زبانهای متفاوت حرف میزنن.
And then we're getting a list of those people who are hearing it in their own language.
یه لیست بزرگی رو داریم مردمی که در کلام رو به زبان خودشون میشینه.
Yeah, their own tongue which they were born.
که با اون متولد شده بودن.
What language were they talking about?
Now,
all these languages where these people were from.
زبانهایی که از اونها بودن.
At least 17 are mentioned here.
حداقل 17 تاشون رو نام بردن.
That they natively spoke.
که از normal languages. مادریشون صحبت شده بود. 17 تا ملیت متفاوت. 17 تا زبان متفاوت.
It looks like also an old version of Persian.
حتی به نظر میاد یه قسمتی از فارسی قدیمی هم اونجا اعلام شده بوده کسایی که از ایران پارس میومدن.
And by the way, this also shows you that the word of God can be translated without error.
خداوند میتونه ترجمه بشه بدون ایراد. چون همون روز پنتیکاست اعلام شد.
You think the Holy Spirit made a mistake when he gave utterance?
اشتباه میکنه وقتی صحبت کرد.
To speak the word of God.
وقتی کلام خدا رو صحبت میکنه.
An error? No, of course not.
پس میشه ترجمه بشه.
Now here this is of course a miracle that is happening.
این معجزه ای است که اتفاق میفته.
They speak language that they did not learn.
زبانی رو که هیچ وقت مطالعه نکردن.
And God did this to just spread the gospel.
و خداوند اینو ازشون استفاده
میکنه. Now I don't believe anybody has this gift today in the sense that they can just speak any language without learning them.
فکر نمی‌کنم امروز ما این شانس رو داشته باشیم که هر کسی بتونه هر زبانی بدونه که یاد بگیره یهو شروع کنه صحبت کردن.
But we do have people who are specifically gifted in learning languages.
داریم کسایی رو که هدیه زبان یادگیری دارن.
But I still have to learn those languages. They need to put effort in.
خیلی سریع میتونن یاد بگیرن و زبان رو در حقیقت.
Yeah, so if you look at Acts 2, it's a pretty straightforward thing what it's talking about.
خیلی جدی در موردش صحبت
می‌کنه. Yeah, God enables disciples to speak with different languages.
شاگردان با زبان‌های متفاوت
normal languages
با زبان‌های معمولی.
For the furtherance of the gospel.
برای گسترش انجیل عیسی
مسیح. Now, with that in mind, let's go read 1 Corinthians chapter 14.
با اون فکر رو ذکر
بکنید. And let's read verses 2 to 4.
آیه 2 تا 4 بخونید.
For he that speaketh in an unknown tongue, speaketh not unto men, but unto God. For no man understandeth him. Howbeit in the spirit he speaketh mysteries. But he that prophesieth speaketh unto men to edification and exhortation and comfort. He that speaketh in an unknown tongue edified himself, but he that prophesied edified the church.
به زبانی میگوید خود را بنا میکند اما آن که نبوت مینماید کلیسا را بنا میکند.
Yeah, so Paul says, what if somebody speaks more languages?
اگه کسی زبانهای متفاوتی صحبت
کنه. Then he comes before people.
بعد میاد بهش میگه.
And starts speaking in a language.
با زبانی صحبت میکنه.
Unknown to those who are listening.
برای اون کسایی که میشنیدن.
He says, that's not a good thing.
خوب نیست.
Why?
چرا؟
Because he is not edifying the church.
بنا نمیکنه.
It is not exhorting anybody.
هیچ کسی رو
بنا
نمیکنه.
It's not comforting anybody.
آرامشی رو به کسی نمیده.
He is just edifying himself.
فقط خودش رو بنا کرده.
He does not put God's word forth.
کلام خدا رو به جلو پیش نبرده. خودش رو بزرگ کرده.
It would be like if you would do prayer and I would pray in Dutch.
مثلا میمونیم بیام دعا کنیم من به هلندی براتون دعا کنم.
Yeah, would it be edifying to you?
آیا شما رو بنا میکنه وقتی من به هلندی دعا
میکنم؟ I would just pray in Dutch.
و شروع کنم آغاز کلیسا رو با زبان هلندی براتون دعا کنم.
Why not?
چرا نه؟
Yeah, because Dutch is an unknown tongue to most of you.
اکثر شما زبان هلندی رو
نمیفهمید. That's a language you do not know.
زبانی است که درکش نمیکنید.
Do I get edified?
آیا من بنا میشم؟
Yes, I pray to God. I know what I'm saying.
وقتی دارم دعا میکنم میدونم
yeah,
چی دارم
I have understanding
میدونم چی دارم به خدا
میگم
هنوز بنا میشم برای من فهمیدم که اون یه فایز میگم اما فقط منو بنا
میکنه
چند نفر
most people here
صحبت میکنن اما اکثر کسایی که اینجا هستن کلام رو درک نمیکنن
yeah, well,
بهترش چیه
yeah, if you could understand what is being said
شما درک کنید که واقعا چی گفته شده
what I pray or what is preached
در مورد چی موعظه کردم با چی صحبت کردم
now read verse 5
آیه 5 بخونید
I would that you all speak with tongues, but rather that you prophesied. For greater is he that prophesied than he that speaketh with tongues, except he interpret that the church may receive edifying.
و خواهش دارم که همه شما به زبانها تکلم کنید. اما بیشتر این که نبوت نمایید. زیرا کسی که نبوت میکند بهتر است از کسی که به زبانها حرف میزند. مگر آنکه ترجمه کنم تا کلیسا بنا شود.
So it's great when you speak all these languages.
Yeah,
but I rather have that you are putting forward the word of God.
That you prophesy
instead of speaking languages that people don't understand. Yeah, unless there's interpretation, unless there's translation,
yeah,
so that the church may be edified. Yeah, when we come together, we want everybody to understand what's going on. We want everybody to be taking part of it. Yeah, the word of God needs to be put forward in a language that everybody can understand. Either directly, in a language that everybody understands, or otherwise with translation. 1 Corinthians 14:6. Now, brethren, if I come unto you speaking with tongues, what shall I profit you, except I speak to you either by revelation or by knowledge, by prophesying or by doctrine?
اما اکنون ای برادران اگر نزد شما آیم و به زبانها سخنرانم شما را چه سود میبخشم مگر آنکه شما را به مکاشفه یا به معرفت یا به نبوت یا به تعلیم سخنرانم.
Yeah, what does it profit you when I come speaking in these different languages and tongues?
اگر توی زبانهای متفاوت حرف بزنم چه فایده براتون داره؟
Yeah, speaking the language is not a thing in itself.
زبان صحبت کردن
It's the word of God that is important. It's the word of God that has to be put forth. That's what matters. Read 7 till 9. And even things without life-giving sound, whether pipe or harp, except they give a distinction in the sounds, how shall it be known what is piped or harped? For if the trumpet give an uncertain sound, who shall prepare himself to battle? So likewise ye, except ye either by the tongue words easy to be understood, how shall it be known what is spoken? For ye shall speak into the air.
و همچنین چیزهای بی جان که صدا می دهند چون نی یا چنگ اگر در صداها فرق نکند چگونه صدای نی یا چنگ فهمیده می شود زیرا اگر شیپور نیز صدای نامعلوم دهد چه کسی خود را مهیای جنگ می سازد همچنین شما نیز اگر به زبان سخن مفهوم نگویید چگونه معلوم می شود آن چیزی که گفته شد زیرا که به هوا سخن خواهید گفت
Yeah, so Paul compares speaking with different languages with having musical instrument making sound with this then the sound is not clear the sound cannot be understood by those who hear that sound
it's like
the enemy is coming warning and nobody does anything because they don't recognize the sound it's not the sound that you understand the same when the word of God is being preached
کلام خداوند وقتی موعظه میکنیم درس
میدیم یاد میدیم
وقتی اعلام خطرها داده میشه وقتی همه درس ها داده شد اگر در روشی درست بشه کسایی که میشنوند درک کنند بیفایده است مثل این میمونه که بالای کوه وایسم تو با هوا حرف بزنم همونقدر فایده داره
زیرو Yeah, the word of God must be preached in words that can be understood.
Words that can be understood.
Yeah, that's why I also explain sometimes words that are more difficult. That's points that we are communicating that person understanding. Read verse 10 and 11. There are, it may be, so many kinds of voices in the world, and none of them is without signification. Therefore, if I know not the meaning of the voice, I shall be unto him that speaketh a barbarian, and he that speaketh shall be a barbarian unto me.
زیرا با اینکه انواع زیادی زبانها در دنیا می باشد ولی یکی بی معنی نیست. پس هرگاه معنی زبان را نمی دانم نزد متکلم بیگانه می باشم. با آنکه سخن گوید نزد من بیگانه می باشم.
Yeah, there are many different voices.
صداهای زیادی وجود دارد.
Yeah, again talking about languages, speaking.
در مورد زبانها صحبت کردن.
And it's all important. They all have value.
همش ارزش داره.
But if you don't know the meaning of what is being said.
معنی اون چیزی رو که گفته میشه ندونی.
Yeah, you will look like a barbarian to the one speaking. You're speaking to.
بیگانه و غریبه میمونی برای اون کسی که داری صحبت میکنی.
And he will look at you like you're a barbarian.
نگاه میکنه به شما و فکر میکنه.
Because there's no communication.
چون هیچ رابطه‌ای وجود نداره.
No meaning is being transferred.
هیچ معنی وجود نداره بین صحبت تو و اون.
Yeah, the point again is. The word of God needs to be put forth.
کلام خداوند باید جلو پیش بره.
Yeah, so the church be edified.
که کلیسا بنا شه.
Yeah, instead of everybody just speaking languages over the place that all those don't know.
کسی صحبت کنه به زبانی که کسی نمیفهمه اونجوری نباشه.
Yeah, we better speak in a way that the other side can understand.
نفر مقابلمون بفهمه.
Yeah, and of course this also includes the same language using words that can be understood.
و زبانی که با کلامی که قابل درک باشه.
Not speaking in a way with difficult words that nobody can follow. Because it looks interesting.
شاید به نظر جالب باشه.
But the point is communication. The point is edification.
صحبت بشه، بنا بشه.
Verse 12. Even so ye, for as much as ye are zealous of spiritual gifts, seek that ye may excel to edify the edifying of the church.
همچنین شما نیز چون که غیور عطایای روحانی هستید بکوشید بر این که برای بنای کلیسا پیشرفت
کنید. The gifts are great.
عطایا نیکوست.
It's pretty cool if you can speak 20 languages.
اگه 20 زبان میتونید.
Good for you.
خدا خیلی خوبه.
Yeah, but here's what is more important. It's more important that you speak so you're edifying the church.
جوری صحبت کنید که کلیسا رو بنا.
That you speak things that can be understood.
جوری صحبت کنید که بقیه درکش کنن.
Verse 13, wherefore let him that speaketh in an unknown tongue pray that he may interpret.
بنابراین کسی که به زبانی سخن میگوید دعا بکند تا ترجمه نماید.
Yeah, so what's the solution?
چیکار کنیم؟
Yeah, what if I come to you with all these unknown languages?
اگه من بیام با همه زبانهای غریب با تو بیگانه صحبت کنم.
I speak Dutch.
هلندی حرف میزنم.
I speak English.
انگلیسی حرف میزنم.
Maybe I even speak a little bit German.
آلمانی یه ذره حرف میزنم.
Is that going to edify you?
آیا بناتو میکنه اگه جلوتون صحبت کنم؟
Maybe a few will be edified.
شاید چند نفرتون جالب باشه واسه بناتو.
What is the solution? Solution is simply interpretation.
ترجمه.
Yeah, so everybody can understand. Everybody can be edified.
همه درک کنن، همه بنا بشن.
This is part of what Paul is talking about of having order in the church.
صحبت میکنه که نظم داشته باشیم تو کلیسا، نظم و ترتیب.
Verse 14.
آیه 14.
For I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit prayeth, but my understanding is unfruitful.
زیرا اگر به زبانی دعا کنم، روح من دعا میکند، اما عقل من برخوردار نمیشود.
Yeah. So the one who is praying in this unknown tongue,
that
was praying with his spirit, does he have understanding? The answer is yes. It talks about my understanding.
What do you mean?
Verse 14. For I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit prayeth, but my understanding is unfruitful.
I don't understand. That's what he says in Farsi.
Okay, now, he does himself understand what he's saying.
خودش نمیفهمه چی میگه.
Only that understanding is not going to benefit anybody.
اما اون برکتی که بدونه فایده نداره برای کسی.
It's not fruitful to others.
ثمره‌ای نداره برای دیگران.
It's useless to other people.
بی‌فایده است برای دیگران.
It's like if I have a pear tree without pears.
اگه درخت گلابی داشته باشم بدون گلابی.
That pear tree is unfruitful. It's useless.
درخت گلابی بی‌فایده است.
Yeah, I can have understanding.
میتونم درک داشته باشم.
Yeah, I can understand things that I might want to say to you,
شاید چیزایی رو بگم
but if I do it in a minimal language that you don't understand, it's useless. It doesn't bring fruit. My knowledge, my understanding is not going to be transferred to you. Yeah, verse 15 to 17. What is it then? I will pray with the Spirit and I will pray with understanding also. I will sing with the Spirit and I will sing with understanding also. Else, when thou shalt bless with the Spirit, how shall he that occupy the room of the unlearned say Amen at thy giving of thanks? Seeing he understandeth not what thou sayest, for thou verily givest thanks well, but the other is not edified.
پس مقصود چیست؟ به روح دعا خواهم کرد و به عقل نیز دعا خواهم نمود. به روح سرود خواهم خواند و به عقل نیز خواهم خواند. زیرا اگر در روح تبرک می‌خوانی، چگونه آن کسی که در جایگاه ناز بوده است به شکر تو آمین گوید، حالان که نمی‌فهمد که چه می‌گویی؟ زیرا تو البته خوب شکر می‌کنی، اما آن دیگری بنا نمی‌شود.
Yes, he's repeating things. He's talking about the same thing.
And
when you pray with the Spirit,
yeah,
also pray with the understanding. The understanding needs to come. Yeah, so that others can understand. When you sing with the Spirit, sing with the understanding also.
Yeah,
when you bless with the Spirit, it needs to be understood. Why? Because there's people who don't, who are unlearned, who don't know the language. How are they going to say Amen? How will they understand where you are thanking God for? How can you agree with what they are saying? Yeah, if they don't understand the language. Yeah, again, it's like speaking in the air. It's not edifying the church.
Yeah,
notice that it said the unlearned.
Yeah,
it means the unlearned don't understand.
اونی که یاد نگرفته درس
showing you that this is a language that you can actually learn.
زبانی است که میتونی یاد بگیری.
Yeah, we're talking about a real language.
زبان واقعی که
you can choose to study, and then you can speak and understand.
Yeah,
it's like the languages we saw in the book of Acts.
Verses
18 till 20.
I
thank my God I speak with tongues more than you all. Yet in the church I rather speak 5 words with my understanding, that by my voice I might teach others also, than 10,000 words in an unknown tongue. Brethren, be not children in understanding, howbeit in malice be children, but in understanding be men.
خدا رو شکر میکنم که زیادتر از همه شما به زبانها حرف میزنم. اما در کلیسا بیشتر میپسندم که 5 کلمه به عقل خود گویم تا دیگران را نیز تعلیم دهم، تا آنکه 1,000 کلمه به زبان بگویم. ای برادران، در فهم اطفال مباشید، بلکه در بدخویی اطفال باشید و در فهم رشد. در تورات مکتوب است که خداوند در تورات مکتوب است که خداوند میگوید به زبانهای بیگانه و لبهای غیر به این قوم سخن خواهم گفت و با این همه مرا نخواهند شنید.
So does it sound like Paul is saying, I thank God that I speak more gibberish than any of you.
ما همه زبانها متفاوته.
I'm the star in speaking gibberish and speaking unintelligible things.
زبانهایی که درک نمیکنم.
Yeah, is that what this means?
برای همین به این معنیه.
No, he thanks God that he is gifted with multiple languages.
شو که من زبان بلدم.
Yeah, we know that he spoke multiple languages from the Bible.
Yeah,
he's a scholar, he's a learned man.
معلم بوده، یه تحصیل کرده بوده، زبان
متفاوته. Yeah, maybe God even miraculously gave him the ability to speak some languages.
زبان‌های دیگر هم بهش داده باشه، چون سفر می‌کرده و حرف می‌زده.
And of course, knowing who Paul is.
دونستن اینکه پولس کیه.
Yeah, the apostle that went to the Gentiles all over the world.
غیر یهودیا و همه جای دنیا انجیل رو موعظه کرد.
That would be a great blessing to be able to speak those languages.
برای کسی که می‌تونه با زبان هر کشوری صحبت کنه.
Yeah, to be able to further the gospel.
که پیام انجیل رو به دیگران هم برسونه.
Yeah, all over the place speaking the native languages wherever he's at.
زبان‌هایی که هر جایی که بوده صحبت می‌کردن.
Yeah, so Paul has this ability to speak many languages.
پولس قادر بوده زبان
Yeah, the use of these languages.
درک اون زبان‌ها.
It's great. Yes.
نیکوست، اما
I rather speak a few words
in
my understanding that my voice will teach others. Yeah, that others will understand what I am saying.
دیگرانم درک کنن من چی میگم.
Yeah. Compared to 1,000 words in a language that cannot be understood.
هزاران کلام دیگه‌ای که قابل درک.
Yeah, it's more beneficial for you.
سود بیشتری داره برای شما.
If I would pray one simple short blessing at the beginning of the service in a language you can understand, then I preach to you for an hour in a language you can't. Yeah? We are to preach in a way that everybody
جوری باید موعظه کنیم که بقیه بفهمن و همه بنا باشه.
Everybody can understand.
همه درک کنند.